Okay, now going to head down to Santa Fe High School and talk with Santa Fe boys coach Andrew Smith. And Andrew, I know got one game in, I guess, this week. You played Sturgeon on Tuesday night, and no doubt about it, they've got a good ball club. They're the real deal, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they are tall and lanky, and they can shoot the ball, and they are real good in their half-court trapping defense.
Did you play them down at their place, or did you play them at home?
We played them at Sturgeon.
Okay, and they come away, they beat you. Who played well? Who stood out for you on Tuesday night, Andrew?
Colin Kuecker had 11 points for us, and then a couple of our bench guys gave us some really good minutes defensively, and Owen Hostetter and Dylan Bell.
Okay, so you got some good performances, and talk about some of the guys that are you feel good about. They're playing well for you night after night.
Hunter Ballinger's been playing really well. Drew Schmidt has been locked in defensively, and Logan Tracy's been a consistent, just a good post player for us defensively and offensively. And then off the bench, Owen Hostetter's really stepped up the last couple of weeks, scoring the ball and playing really good on-ball defense for us.
And I think your guys really, I know you look at wins and losses, maybe not exactly where you want to be right now, but really giving you a pretty good effort, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're giving effort night in, night out, and that's all I can ask for from them.
Well, and let's take a look coming down the road. Now, you had a game you were supposed to play St. Paul tonight, and you're going to play them tomorrow night. And that's never an easy task to play Monty Pitch's bunch, is it?
No, not at all. They are very good. They are good in the half court. He has them playing really well all the time, and they're tall and they've got good ball handlers and a couple good shooters. They've got Vlado back, who's a real big piece for them.
I saw them play down at Marshall right before Christmas, and they beat the Owls 70-49, and I was really impressed with the way they're two foreign exchange students. You mentioned one of them, but boy, those two guys really played well together, and they had it clicking on all cylinders that night.
Yeah, when they get going, they're tough to stop, and they play really good defense for them. Even they can come out and step out onto the perimeter and guard you too, instead of just sitting in the post too.
I'm looking back over this week, and I know I drove by Santa Fe, the elementary school in Waverly, and I think you all were in school a couple of days this week. Some schools were out the entire week. Did you get a lot accomplished in practice?
We haven't had a practice since last Thursday. We had that game on Tuesday, and then we've been snowed in ever since.
So normally on days where you don't have school and the kids don't come in, I know you've got a lot of country kids or a lot of kids scattered in one of four different communities, so it's kind of hard to get them all together, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really tough. Just we want to make sure that the kids are safe, and we don't want to be risking anything to have a two-hour practice where roads could get even worse.
Right. Well, better to err on the side of safety. Okay, Andrew, this week you head down to Slater. You play in the tournament down there, and maybe you didn't get the best draw in the world. You played the number one seed, the Slater Wildcats, at, I think, 6 o'clock on Monday night. And they got a real good ball club, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they do. They're going to be another tall task for us on Monday. We're going to stretch us three really tough games, and we're going to see what we're made of. But the Zybel cousins are real good, and then the Brashears kid down low is just a force, just in his size, and they're quick as can be.
Okay, you got about a month left before district. What are the things that you think your ball club has to really work on as you come down the stretch?
We need to get more focused in on the defensive side of the ball and just start putting that as our main focus, and then we can start worrying about our offensive struggles. We can start holding teams in the 40s. I think that will benefit us more than trying to play in the 50s or 60s of teams.
Well, I know you're doing a good job. I know you're working very hard at it. I hear that from quite a few people, and I know the guys are playing hard for you and got some young guys going to get better and better as time goes on. And, hey, you call us every Friday night, and I certainly appreciate that. So give us a buzz next week. You've got that, like I say, you've got St. Paul tomorrow night, then got that Slater tournament next week. So give us a call. We'll talk Santa Fe basketball again, Andrew.
Will do. Appreciate your all's coverage, Joe.
Okay, we'll see you, Andrew. Take care.
You too.